Parsha Shmos, we want to talk about the Parsha, but at the same time, a Musar, we want to connect Parsha Shmos with a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, and we'll study that Mishnah, we'll see some of the Mefarshim, and I think it'll be an uplifting message that's so significant for all of us, and the study really is Moshe Rabbeinu and his personality. But first, by way of introduction, let's talk about Moshe Rabbeinu's name. Vatikra Shmo Moshe. This is in the second perek of Shmos, Pasuk Yud, Vatomer Kimina Mayim Mishisihu. Before we see the Sfarno, who really sheds a light on it, I want to share with you a piece in a Shmuz from Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, Sichot Musar Tovshin Lamed Beis. In my printing, it's on page Tezayim, but there's a newer printing. He speaks about the fact that according to Chazal, it's a Medrash Rabbah at the beginning of Vayikra, Moshe Rabbeinu had no less than 10 names. And each one of the names of Moshe Rabbeinu indicates a different aspect or dimension of his personality, of his contribution to Klal Yisrael. And yet, amongst the 10 names, HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares, Chayecha, Mikol Shemo Shenikra Lecha, amongst all these names that you've been called, Eni Kori Ela B'Shem Shekrasich Basio Bas Paro, Vatikra Eshmo Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will call you out of all the 10 names, that one single name that was given to you by Basio Bas Paro. And Chazal say in Shmos Rabba, Mikan Atalomed Scharen Shal Gomle Chasodim, Shemikol Shemos Shehoyulo Lo Nikba Bo Shem Bechol HaTorah El Kamosha Kraseu Basio Basparo. Basio Basparo is a strange kind of name, because after all, with the way the Torah describes that name, it really reflects on Basio herself. It doesn't seem to say anything about Moshe Rabbeinu. All the other names on this list indicate Moshe's greatness, his unique personality. This name, Minamaya Mishisiu, doesn't do more than just describe what Basia did. And furthermore, what does this have to do with Gemilus Chasodim, which seems to be indicated in this Medrash? But the answer is, says Reb Chaim, that Minamayim Eshisiu, what's the greatness of that? The answer is that her action, Basia Bas Paro, really determined, it defined Moshe Rabbeinu. It had an impact on Moshe. She did an act of Mesiris Nefesh. She rebelled against her father. She saved Moshe against the decree of Paro. And that Gemilus Chasodim that she extended to this little baby, and she raised him, all this was such a self-sacrifice that it somehow penetrated into Moshe Rabbeinu's very being, into the fiber of his personality, his nefesh, his basar, his kochos. Through her act, Basia Bas Paro was able to make Moshe Rabbeinu into what he was. She gave him the potential, shall we say, so that he could ascend, he could be suitable to be the Redeemer of Klal Yisrael, the Golan of Moshe and Shal Yisrael. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who determined that this is the name, because this reflects on the essence of Moshe Rabbeinu. Basia's Hakrava, her self-sacrifice, is something that we're going to see as a personality trait that defines Moshe Rabbeinu. It defines his trait when he goes out to see his brethren out of the palace of Paro. It defines him when he is in charge as the shepherd of Yisro's son. It is his Mesiris Nefesh to save Klal Yisrael, to redeem them, to protect them even after they sin. So whether Moshe Rabbeinu is standing in front of Paro, whether he's going up the mountain to receive the Torah for 40 days, whether it's during the 40 years in the Midbar, his life is one continuous chain of Mesiris Nefesh. He gives up his own Nefesh for the sake of Klal Yisrael. That constant, perpetual Mesiris Nefesh for every single Jew in Klal Yisrael, until finally Moshe, in the greatest reflection of Mesiris Nefesh, declares to the Ribbono Shel Olam, "V'ayin mecheninu misifrecha asher kasavta." All this was ingrained in Moshe's soul, was tavua benafsho, developed from the very nucleus, that seed of Mesiris Nefesh that was invested in Moshe Rabbeinu by Basia Bas Paro when she saved him and took him from the water. And therefore, Moshe's name, the name of all the other 10, that was Nikbabo, that was established as his permanent name, that name really, in a sense, reflects the quintessential personality of Moshe Rabbeinu, the essence of Moshe Rabbeinu's godless, more than any other name. This is the schar of Gemilus Chasodim, the power and the impact of Chesed, how it creates fruits. When a person does Chesed, he has to realize how Chesed is like throwing a stone in the water. The circles get greater and greater and greater. Rav Chaim says, "HaChesed she'osim osa peros u'misha gomlo imo haChesed al shem haChesed u'nikra." The person who received this Chesed, in this case Moshe as the recipient of Basia Bas Paro's Chesed, is now called on the name of Chesed. He's the Chesed Chai v'Kaim la'ad. He's the shame of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Golan Shel Yisrael. And now, let's take a look at the Sfarno. And we'll come back to Rav Chaim Shulevitz a little bit later, Mirtz Hashem. The Sfarno points out that the name Moshe, Minamaya Mishisihu, reflects what Moshe is going to do to others. Says the Sfarno, Memaleit u'Moshe Sacher Mitzara. He saves and draws forward people, draws them out of their difficult straits, saves them before they drown, so to speak, in the waters of Tzaros. When she, Basia Bas Paro, declares, Miramayim Mishisihu, when she calls the name of this baby Moshe, what she's demonstrating is that he, Moshe, would be Mamaleit Esacherim Gamhu. He too, as Batya did to Paro, to Moshe, would save others, would draw them out of their waters. Ki omna mishisiu men amayim achashayim mutal besocham. He was already in the water and she dragged him out. Vizelo hayaki im bigzeras irin kideshi amale tu es achirim. All this was planned. All this was part of a divine scheme that was implemented by the messengers of God. The Irin Kadishin, these holy angels who, by calling Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, by saving Moshe in that particular way, determined his essence for the future time. Sheyamaleitu Esachirim. So Moshe's greatness, that he's able to save others, and he will do so and dedicate his life to that service for all, in order to be written in the Tanakh, which is really called Torah Moshe. Everything comes from him. He's going to teach us Mesiris Nefesh. And all this is a reflection of Atikra Shmo Moshe. In Tana Debel Elyo, in the 23rd chapter, Af David HaYemeshabech Es Yotze Mitzrayim, we'll find Shiros v'tishbachos in the Ne'im Zemiros Yisrael, praising those who exited from Mitzrayim at the time of the Geula. Afilu mitzvah achas hoysa biyodam noach lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu harbe yoser min kama mitzvah shalonu. Wow. They did one mitzvah. They excelled in one area of the Torah. In one mitzvah, and yet, in the divine scheme of things, the way God balances and judges, this one mitzvah, which the Jews excelled in Mitzrayim, was worth so much more than kama v'kama mitzvah shalonu of our mitzvahs. Ma'a mitzvah achas sha'isu biyodam, sheneskabtsu kulam baguda achas, v'korsu bris sheyasu gmils chasodim ze'em ze'. The Jewish people dedicated themselves one to the other. They gathered together in one unity, Baguda Achas, and they entered into a covenant. The nature of that covenant was, I care for you, you care for me, we do one for the other, we stand together, united. There's a Gemilas Chasodim pact. This is the covenant that defines the Jewish people. This is the mitzvah that the Jews excelled in, Gemilas Chasodim. Now, of course, there are other midrashim that indicate that there were problems. Nothing was absolutely perfect, but ultimately the Jews cared one for the other. The Medrash in Chazal describes the various walls of the waters at Kriyas Yamsuf that divided the Shvatim, but emphasizes that these walls of water were transparent so the Jews could see one the other, looking as it were from one paved way to the other, to see how their fellow Jews are faring, how are they managing at this moment of salvation. That sense of caring defines the Jewish people. The Gemara says, Yevamos, that the midah that defines the Jew is gemilus chasadim. Only someone who exhibits gemilus chasadim is assumed to be part of the Jewish people. He's a descendant of the gomli chasadim, of the Yotzei Mitzrayim, those who in this kabtzu kulam baguda achas. They gather together, unified in one aguda. This is reminiscent of the 12 stones on the Yaakov Avinu's head in Parshas Vayetze that formed one single stone representing the aguda achas. This is the greatness of the Jew. This is the highest element, the peak, the paramount. When the Jews reach that level of miyale baguda achas and karasu bris, and there was a bris on gemilus chasodim. Let's jump over to Pirkei Avos, to the parak called Kinyan HaTorah, the last parak, Parak Vav. And there the Mishnah describes in very dramatic terms the greatness of Torah. There are various ksarim, there's kuhuna, there's malchus, but the greatest of them all is Keset Torah. Gedola Torah Yosim and Akuna and Amalchus. Each one of these has their various midos through which you could be kona. But HaTorah nikneis b'arboim u'shmonet dvarim v'yeluhem. And amongst the list of the 48 ways of Kinyan Torah is Nosei bi'ol im chavero. We would like to study this concept of Nosei bi'ol im chavero, somehow sharing the burden of one's friend. We can see really that the source of this midah, of this great attribute of Nosei bi'ol im chavero, is the Ribono Shel'Olam, the Eibishter himself. And Rashi indicates this in a little bit fast forwarding to Parshas Mishpatim in Shmos Chavdalit Pasuk Yud Vayar Es Elokei Yisrael V'sachas Raglov Kemase Livnas HaSapir Uche'etzem HaShamayim L'Tohar. This very highfalutin and ambiguous phrase of Maise Livnas HaSapir, something that belongs to the esoteric worlds, describes the divinity, is beyond our comprehension, but yet Rashi takes a stab at it. Rashi says he hoisol afon of v'shasa shibud, that this levena, this brick, is not just some sort of an abstract concept or a form. It really has in this lower world a physical component, a parallel, a mirror image down in this world. Says Rashi, where was this levena placed? Lefonov, in front of the Ribono Shel Olam, constantly aware of this levena. Bishas Hashibud, during those many years, more than two centuries of persecution, of hard work, a shibud that we can't even imagine, that the difficulties of it, the levenim, Lizkar Tzorosim Shel Yisrael, Shohayu Mishubodim V'maisa Levenim. Chazal indicate that the levenim, the brickwork that was imposed upon the Jewish people, was the most difficult, excruciating work that you could imagine a human being could possibly be able to tolerate. And it was this levena that formed a reminiscent kaviyachol. It was a zikaron in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu during all these years of Shibud, so that Hashem would remember the Tzar of Yisrael. It was almost as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sharing the burden of the Shibud, sharing the burden of the Levenim, waiting until finally it was the moment that was ripe and ready for redemption. And again, let's go back to Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in his insight into this Mishnah in Avos. He says, Scholim svurim shalaseis ol pirushokak lazor l'shein. He says, on a very low level, you'd have to be very limited in your understanding, in your grasp of what Chazal meant by Losseis Biol Chavero, if you understood that, that means to help out your friend. Oh, it goes way beyond that. Losseis Biol Chavero demands much more. It's much more far-reaching, much more profound. Ksha Adam Nifta, if a man is injured, Ukvar Chavshu also, they've already bandaged him up. Umeata now, who mesugal kvar lasos hakol bekochos atzmo belima matznos saf. He's gotten to the point where the emergency teams or the doctors in the hospital have got him back to his strength. He's able to function independently. Avalud badain bal yisurim. He's still suffering. He's still in pain. Again, he's functioning. He puts in a full day, but the injury has done what it's done, and he has suffering. He has pain. Lazar Yefshar, you really can't help him much. In a certain sense, what are you going to do? He's going to work. How do you alleviate his pain? Again, you could help him by going to the store and getting him some painkillers, if that's necessary. Oh, says Reb Chaim, Achma'im Nesias Ba'ol, Nesia Ba'ol. Don't think that because your friend is out of the hospital and now he's functioning, he's back on 2 feet, that you're finished. You've done your share. There's nothing more really that you can help him with. Maybe you visited him a few times in the hospital. You've offered to go shopping for him. But now he's on his own. So what's the Nesias Ba'ol, you'll say? Ah, you misunderstood it. He says, Lu Yehei Karo L'Kach Rabosi Ezra. If the Chazal had used the term Ezra to give help, then you're right. Your question is perfect. But Me'af Shala Zolo Ata, now can you help him? What are you going to do for him? He's already back on his feet. He's working. He's putting in a full day. Ah, says Reb Chaim, L'ischalek ito bekeiv. You can actually take a portion of his suffering. You can actually be one with him in such a way that you alleviate some of his inner pain. L'aseit bi'ol pirush adavar. L'ischalek b'masa. L'aseit bi'ol literally means, you know, give a shoulder in order to help someone carry a burden. Says Reb Chaim, that's exactly what it means here. Kshasheni nosei chavila. We all understand that if someone is carrying a burden, everyone understands matim shchem, you give a shoulder, you offer two hands to help because you split the weight. Ah, kshu nosei chavilat yisurim. But what can we do if he's suffering? I can't actually physically put my shoulder to shoulder with him and share with him the burden of suffering. Says Reb Chaim, tzarich lahatot et alev. Yeah, maybe you can't be mata shchem, but you could be mata lev. And when you feel his pain together with him, that divvies up the suffering, somehow splits it in half to commiserate. And to commensurate and to be part of and to identify with his suffering and feel his pain, that itself is l'schalek imo b'keiv. That's called nesia ba'ol chaveru. And perhaps in the light of Reb Chaim's chiddush about tzarech lahatos es halev, that it's not enough to physically outwardly help a person, share his burden by putting your shoulder to the task, but inwardly you have to feel his pain and emotionally share with him, we can understand Rashi. Rashi, in our parasha, Vayehi Bayomim Ahem, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayigdal Moshe, Vayetze Elecha, Vayar B'Sivlosom, says Rashi, Vayar B'Sivlosom, Moshe leaves the comforts of the warm palace that's protective, the insulated protection. He goes out to see the suffering of his fellow Jew, says Rashi, a famous Rashi, Nosan Eino V'Libo Lios Meitzar Aleh. I would suggest that we split this Rashi into two. First, Nosan Einov, he put his eyes, he thought, what can I do? How can I alleviate their suffering? We'll see how the Medrash describes how he tried to share physically in their suffering. But Rashi goes on, and there's a second category. It's not just Einov, but it's Libo. And what does it mean, Libo? That's only inwardly. That's not something that you can really touch. It's not tangible, it's not physical, it's not external. You don't see and you can't measure and feel the help that he's giving someone. But yet it's Libo. Moshe's lev is with Klal Yisrael. Lios Meitzer Alev. And in the light of what we saw of Tzorech Lahakos Salev, the principle of Reb Chaim, it means that somehow Moshe Rabbeinu took and removed part of the suffering from Klal Yisrael by sharing and identifying, by taking his lev and dedicating it to Meitzar Alev, to feel for their suffering. He has somehow magically alleviated suffering, because that's the nature of man. When man feels it to someone with him, someone commensurates with him, somebody identifies with his suffering and shares it, he's not alone. That sense of solace is so great that it literally reduces the suffering when one feels that there are others who care for him. That's the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the midah that the Mishnah in Avos glorifies as so central. Nosei bi'olim chaveru. Yeah. You are carrying the ol. Not the ol of the physical weight, but the ol of the inner emotional suffering and pain that you're carrying with him. In Tafshin Lamed Aleph, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz gave a shmuz for Parsha Shmos, which is known as Otzer HaChaim, which means the joy or the significance, appreciating life itself, just being alive. And we're not going to go into the details here. It's a beautiful shmuz, and I think we've spoken about it in the past. But there's one point here that's very, very important. And in this shmuz, Reb Chaim, in a sense, ponders life. What is its essence? And he speaks about the fact that in the next world, as opposed to this world, in the world to come, we are alone. He proves this based on a medrash about Reb Shim ben Chalafta, whose Eishes Chayil got into a debate with Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and basically she won the debate by saying that every tzaddik in the next world will live alone in his own particular world. It's only in this world that there's a possibility of interrelationships. And Reb Chaim says that this aspect of life, life on this world, the fact that man can relate to his fellow man, there's some sort of exchange of sharing joy. But not only that, to help shoulder his sorrow. And that again is the same idea of Nosei Bi'ol Chavero, of being Mischalek Imo Bekeev Lahatos Esalev. It's so lonely for man to be alone, but alive, man is with others. His happiness is increased, is enhanced by others, and his inner pains are alleviated by sharing them with others. This is what life affords us, a possibility to relate to the fellow man, to help fellow man shoulder his sorrows. That's the opportunity of Mesiris Nefesh, of giving him oneself for the sake of his fellow man. Let's read the Medrash Rabbah in Parsha Shmos on this very same pasuk that we discussed in Perek Beis, Vayehi, Vayomim Ahem, etc. Vayar Besivlosom, Mao Vayar. Shahayaroa Besivlosom Uboche. His tears. This is very important, the concept of Bechia. We've spoken about tears in the past and what their significance is. Here we have the tears of Moshe in this Medrash by Yar B'Sivloso. The Omer, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu declared, probably Bein Odom Liatzmo, Bein Olav Einatzi, he was speaking to himself. These were his inner thoughts, only the Medrash could reveal them. Chavali Aleichem. He was crying because it was so painful for him. Miyitein Mosi Aleichem. If I could, I would only die for you. She'en lecha melacha kasha mimelechas hatit. The work that they were doing with the cement and the bricks is the most difficult, backbreaking work. We can't even imagine it. Vayanosein k'seifav misayel lecha lechem v'echamim. Moshe would actually lend a shoulder, literally, according to this Medrash, to help every single Jew. Rav Blazer ben Benosha, Rav Yosi Aglili Omer, Ra Masui Gadol Al Katan. Look what Moshe had to observe. And look what he entered into his heart. He saw tremendous weights that were placed on the shoulders of younger people who weren't able to carry those weights. And then there were embarrassing situations where everything was switched upside down. Masi katnal gadol ish al isha, masi ish al ish, masi zaken al bachur, masi bachur al zaken. He saw the suffering, the humiliation of the Jewish people. The people were enduring such pain. And this impacted on Moshe's heart. For he may niach dargon shel avaholich miyashilem nusivoseyem. He left the comfort zone of his palace to go out and literally be miyashiv lehem nusivosam, to take part in their suffering. And the Medrash goes on to describe how he would feign as if he was doing it on behalf of Paro. Somehow was helping Paro. Vosa ki'ilu mesaya Paro. He faked it out. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God declared when he saw this, Atahi nachta eskecha eskecha. You left your very warm, insulated zone in the protection and the security of Paro's palace. V'halachta liros bitzarosan shel Yisrael. I would emphasize the word liros, if even only to see, to feel the pain, of to be boche and to declare chavali aleichem, mi yitein musi aleichem. Nahakt ve minag achim, you are a true brother. Brotherhood is defined by feeling a sense of common pain. Is therefore ani meniach esal yonim, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vesatachtonim vadaber imcha. You will be my Navi, you will be my designated prophet, the greatest prophet of all time. I, Hashem, will leave the higher worlds of comfort, so to speak, to come down to these lower worlds, to speak to you, to appoint you as the Moshiach Shel Yisrael, to identify with the suffering of the Jews. This is the Livnas HaSapia that Rashi says, describes the symbol of the Levena, of the Shibud, that was a Zecher to Tzaras and Shal Yisrael, that was always in the presence of Hashem for all those years of suffering. And Moshe Rabbeinu is Kidugmas Elokim, just as Hashem relates to the suffering of the Jew, Imo and Ofi Bitzara, so to Moshe. And this is his greatness. Identifies with the people, feels their pain, Mitein Musi Aleichem, he's ready for the Mesiris Nefesh. This is all inherent in his name in Amaya Meshisu. And on this page that I have here from Noach Olbaum, I did not hear the Shia, but he quotes Rav Meir Shapiro, who made such a contribution to Klal Yisrael. On the Pasuk Vatiftach Vatir Eyu Es Hayeled, you have to follow this. This is an amazing insight. She opens the wicker basket, she sees a yelet. Please emphasize, underline that word yelet. It's a child, he's only 3 months old. But vehine, nar boche, nar is a word that's used to describe a youth, an adolescent, and yet it's in the same pasuk. And then vatichmal olav, somehow because of the fact that it was a nar boche, the pasuk seems to indicate, she, Basya Basparo, had compassion for him. Vatomer miyalde ha'ivrim zeh. The pasuk is very choppy here. Vatomer miyalde ha'ivrim. So first he quotes the Gemara in Sota, Daf Yud Beis, Kari le yelid, Kari le nar, Tana hu yelid v'kolo kenar. What does this mean? He was indeed a child, but his voice was like that of a teenager. And furthermore, we're still not finished with the difficulties in this pasuk. He's a child, a Hebrew child. B'loshon Katsar, that would have saved a couple of words. Why do you say Miyaldei HaIvrim Zeh, amongst the children of Israel, of the Hebrews? And what does it mean? Kolo Kinar, he had the voice of a youth. Let's just review again Rav Meir Shapiro's questions. Number one, What does it mean that she saw him as a yeled, and then he was a nar bocha? And secondly, what does it mean when it says miyalde ha'ivrim zeh? Why not just call him a yeled ivri? Why indicate that he comes from the yalde ha'ivrim? And here's Rav Meir's answer. Please listen carefully. Beautiful insight. Kasher potcha bas paro es ateva v'rosa ki tinok ben shloshi reichim shochev sham v'kol bechyo kinar mivugar. She realized that although this baby was only 3 years old, 3 months old, he was a little tot, and yet his bechi, his crying, was that of an adult. Omra, she said, miyalde ha'ivrim zeh. This is not just the child that's crying. The sounds that I'm hearing, she says, migrono shel tinok zeh, haboche kenar, bokea kolam ukevam shel kol yalde ha'ivrim. From that one cry, she is able to discern the sounds, the pains, the cries of all the Yaldei HaEfrim. And this indicates who Moshe Rabbeinu is. When the Medrash says that Vayar b'sivlosam bolche v'yomer li chavali aleichem, chavali aleichem, yiten musi aleichem, when Moshe identifies with the suffering of the people and he cries, that cry is the cry of all of Klal Yisrael. He's not crying as one individual. He's a Nosei Bi'olim Chaveru. And this, the Mishnah in Avos, about Nosei Bi'olim Chaveru, has a pirush attached to it in a sefer, in a book called Yeno Shel Torah. It's a very fascinating book because it's an anthology of small pieces, but sometimes you'll find such gems there. What's as ol shel chavero? Gam hu nosei. V'ol hazeh machpid gam olav kemasa. If you take the words of the Mishnah literally, this attribute of nosei bi'olim chavero, it means that he's literally carrying this burden. He's feeling the weight of it on his own shoulders. Ke'osa sha'omru chachomim. Baba kamadav tzadi beis. Now we have an insight into the words, the calculated words of Chazal, kol amavakesh rachamim al chavero, v'hu tzorech lioso davar, hu nena tchila. What's the pirush? What does it mean? Hu nena tchila? Why, just because he's mavakesh rachamim for his friend and he could use the same thing? Ah, no, we missed the point here. Hamispalel al chavero b'misirut rabah kol kach. Ad ki margish hu shehu bi atzmo tzorech lioso davar. We're not talking about somebody who really needs that thing. We're talking about someone who feels it as if he was lacking it. Ki ilu hu bi atzmo tzorech lioso davar. It's not that yenem, somebody else needs it. I need it. Klomar tzoroso shel chaveru naseis lo kitzoros atzmo. When he feels Yenem's tzara, as if it's his own tzara. He's a nosei b'ol chaveru. He's carrying the burden of his friend. Azai hu nena tchila. There's no doubt that Hashem will quickly answer his prayers. The prayers of someone who identifies with the suffering of others is a great prayer. And the bechia of Moshe Rabbeinu, as representing the bechia of all of Klal Yisrael, because even as a little baby, we can foresee Moshe Rabbeinu's great attribute of Nosei Bi'ol Chaveru that Chazal speak about. His Mesiris Nefesh for Klal Yisrael was all there inherently in potential as a baby. He was already Kitovu from the start. These midos were in him from the beginning. Moshe is the personification of Nosei Bi'ol Chaveru. And let me share with you a pirush in a sefer called Mayana Nitzchi. It's quoted in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak Mivarki, who wants to understand the story about Rabbi Zera in the Gemara Megillah of Ches. Sha'alu Talmidov es Rabbi Zera, v'meh harachta yomim. Rabbi Zera, tell us, you're an old Jew, apparently you were zocha about tarichus yomim. What was it? You must have had some special merit. Hey, shivem kach, and Rabbi Zera answers, mi yomai losasti V'takolas chaveri. I was never happy when my friend had a downturn. I don't get it, asked Rabbi Yitzchak. That's the greatness? That's the high madrega of Rabbi Zera? That he doesn't enjoy the benefit of some suffering of his friend? He's not happy about it? On that he broasts that he's mispar, that he's great, and therefore he was zolchat harichas yomim. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Mivarki, let's understand this on a deeper level. The intention of Chazal here, of Rabbi Zera, is that if Rabbi Zera had a simcha that was going on in his house, some irua, whatever it was a Sheva Brachas, it was a Pidgin Ben, whatever was going on, maybe there was a Purim celebration or they were dancing for Chanukah, u'bebeit shcheino, but in the house of his next door neighbor, hayom ma'ora atzuv, something very sad was going on. Lo yachol haya Rabbi Zera lismoach b'simchaso shelo. He couldn't enjoy his own personal family simcha. Lo sasti. Why? Why lo sasti? It's a great occasion. He's making a simcha. He's marrying off a child. He has a bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah. Mikevon shekikaev shcheino. Because his friend is suffering. And that ke'ev of his neighbor, noga lelibo, it was so much on his heart. Ve'ka'ev lo, it was painful for him. Ki'ilu haya ha'ka'ev, ka'ev shalo, it was as if his own. Pirish lo sasti, b'simcha ishit sheli lo sasti. Why? Mishum shenodali al takalat chaveri, ve'tzaharo dachat simchati. That level of being nosei b'ol chaver, of identifying and sharing the pain of his friend, that level of compassion, of identification, which somehow alleviates the pain of his friend, was so intense that it was if Rabbi Yitzchak felt his own suffering, as if it was his own pain. He couldn't possibly reach the simcha that he would reach because there was a part of his heart that was feeling for the suffering of his friend. That's the darga of nosei b'ol chaveru. That's why Rabbi Zera is zocher to arichas yomim. And my friends, now we reach the pinnacle of our whole discussion. If you've been with me now, hold on to your seats because it was worth it to come to the shiur just for this. I want to share with you an insight of one of the great members of that wonderful sofer family, the Chassam Sofer, the Shevet Sofer. The Shevet Sofer and his pirish on Shmos asks a gevaldige kasha. On Parsha Shmos, I should say. The Parsha tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu in Midyan had two sons, Shema Echad Gershom, and why was the older son called Gershom? Ki Omar Ger Ha'isi B'Eretz Olhem, I was here, an alien. Shema Echad, the second son, he called Eliezer, Ki Elokei Avi B'Ezri V'Yitzileinu Micherev Paro. Says the Shevet Sofer, we don't pay attention to ask the question. It's an excellent question. The order seems to be reversed. If Moshe is saved from Cherev Paro, that's something that happened so many years ago. Hatzalami Cherev Paro Yaita Bizman Kodem Arbe, much earlier. Tzahavi Lelikro HaRishon, he should have therefore expressed his Hakaras HaTov to the Ribono Shalom by naming his first son Eliezer, Ki Elokei Ozri Bezri. Vasheni Gershom, but why the reversal of the order? Why does he begin by naming his oldest son Gershom, Ki Ger HaYisi? Ah, we have to understand what it means to be a ger. Near Elila Fari, says the Shevet Sofer, Ki Matsinu b'Moshe Shemiyad Kasher Nizgadel, as soon as he was mature enough, V'hoyel Inar, he was already an adolescent, a teenager, Holach El Echov Liros B'Sivosam, V'hoyem Ishtatev B'Tzaram Shal Yisrael, Lamod Lahem Liezra. He tried to help them, Lahatzil Yisrael, and he in fact saved one Jew, Mitachas Yad Mitzri. Afshin is Galal Bebeis Paro. Even though he was raised within the palace of Paro, he had his own security, his own warmth. Lo Rochak Libo Machshavosav Meyechav, his heart and his thoughts were never far from his brethren. But as a result of this episode in which he stood at the side of his fellow Jew, of his brother, Barach LeMidjan, he ran to Midjan. Why did he run? Shenoda Dover, It was known to Paro what he had done. Kidei lahatzil es nafsho micherev Paro, he had no choice but to run and flee as a fugitive in his akiv sham. How long was he in Midian? We don't realize this. The Ramban discusses this in Perush al Torah. Li'erch shishim shani, 60 years he stuck far away from his people, his brethren, in Midian. Kiben shmonim shana omad b'shlichus Hashem, he only comes back at the age of 80 when he stands in front of Paro as the shliach Hashem. He had left to Midian at the age of 20. Aval b'chol zot, despite this long period of time, 60 years. I know what it means, 60 years. But aval lohoya b'das Moshe ladur l'siyashev l'shtakesha. He may have had it very good in Midian, and we'll see soon that it was really comfortable in Midian. But he never mentally felt that he was dira, that he was establishing his home there. Liyashiv, to settle there, l'shtakei Hashem, on a permanent basis. Kol agamat nafsho hayta lashuv el echav. All he cherished and longed for during that period of 60 years was to come back to his brethren, lir'ot b'sivlotam, to again identify and try to help them with their suffering. Lo nishkichu mizichro, he never forgot from his zikaron. Echov, hanesuna b'tzari, was like the levena of Livna Sasapir, that for all the years of Shibud was in front of the Ribbono Shalom to remember the suffering of the Jews. He too, Moshe Rabbeinu, never forgot. He never disconnected his thoughts and his feelings from the suffering of his brethren who were in Tzara. They were in Shivya, they were in captivity, they were enduring Shibud and enslavement. But B'teva Adam, Achashu Yomim Vishonim Rabos Be'eretz Nachriya. The nature of man is such that when he's settled in a foreign country for so many years, V'nase Etzlam Kitoshav, and they view him as part of the country, they give him kavod, he has a significant status amongst the midst. He's married to the daughter of Yisro, who's the komer, so to speak, the priest of Midian. B'kal yochel lotzeis milibo, it would have been very natural and almost anticipated that his feelings for his brethren would go out of his heart. Lishkoach et eretz moladeto beit aviv, he would have forgotten about his ancestry, the house of his father and his brethren. And he was afraid from his own nefesh. Pen yishkach es och echov. He was afraid that maybe he would forget chasholm, his brethren. Asher yoshu megolos mitzrayim. For hu b'minyan sar v'choshuv. Al kein. He had to find some memory device to make sure that it would always remind him who he was and where his heart was. Kasher nolad lo ben, when he finally had a child. Kore et shemo gershom. What does it mean, ger, ha'isi? Shetamid al yidei shem zeh, shel bno lo yishkach shehuchak ki ger. He's only a ger, Be'eretz Nachriya. Ein lo ba'aretz hazot chelek v'nachlo. He's not a permanent fixture to this nation. Becholish tadluso yirak lo shuv l'mitzrayim liosim echov. So that he should always dedicate all of his feelings and his energies to coming back, to return to his brethren. Imo anochi b'tzor, to be nose b'ol chavero. We say, Chayim kol beis Yisrael anesunu b'tzor v'shivya. We ask Hashem to identify with all those of our brethren who b'tzor v'shivya, whether it's here in Eretz Yisrael, whether it's in Chutz Laretz, wherever they are. And the paradigm of that kind of a prayer, of one who cries for his friend, for his fellow Jew, who identifies, who guarantees in every way that he'll never forget, he'll never chasson be disconnected, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Ramban says in this week's parsha, Vayikach Moshe es ishto ves bonov, Vayarkivei malachamor vayoshev artza Mitzrayim. Finally the time came. Hashem gave him the calling. Moshe, go back to Mitzrayim. And Moshe gathers together his wife and his children, placing them on a chamor. What a ride, what a journey, what dangers they faced. And not only that, where were they going to? They were going to Mitzrayim. And the Ramban has a beautiful insight. Says the Ramban, Vayikach Moshe es ishto ves bonov. Maisa Zed doing this action was a demonstration. Yishachnea et Pnei Yisrael. It would absolutely convince the people of Israel. Bamitut shlichuto shel Moshe. If they had any doubts as to whether Moshe was coming on their behalf as their agent, they would certainly be convinced by the fact that Moshe would come back with his wife and his little children. Ki ein adam mevius ishto ubonov lishtabe. If the Shibud is an ongoing situation, if Bnei Yisrael can endure more suffering and slavery continuously, chas v'shalom, then why would Moshe, a man of Seichel, bring his wife and his children to join in the Shibud? Obviously, the Shibud is coming to an end. Moshe is the Shliach HaKel. He's the Moshiach Shel Yisrael. And the Sefer HaIkrim, written by Albo, it's one of the great works of Jewish thought. In the fourth Maimer, he says, V'chein nimtza. Let's think about the concept of a bris. Kishakaras Hashem im Avraham bris. Let's go back to the bris bein Abasarim, and we'll get an idea, an insight as to what the nature of a bris is, what's it all about. Omar lo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, this is Bereishis Tezvav, Kecholi Egla Mishuleshes V'Eiz Mishuleshes V'Ayil Mishulosh. He takes these animals, V'yikach lo es kol eila V'yavaser osom batovech. He splits them down the middle, V'yitein ish bisro l'kras re'ehu. V'yomar achakach shero Avram b'mara nevua Kvod Hashem over b'na besorim li'os al krisos habris bris b'na besorim in Avram. In his vision, Avram first sees, he perceives the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kvod, the glory of God, passing, as it were, through these split parts. And this was the Krisus Bris. Hatam, what's the meaning of this? Lepol Azet, to this activity, the Krisus HaBris, says Albo in the Sefer Ikrim, Shekrisus HaBris Hu Kesher Kayam Bein Shnei Anashim, the whole purpose of a covenant is to connect two people. Karsei Abris, Kedei Likshar Uledabe Ka'ava Beinayim, they enter into this bris to solidify, fortify that connection, that dveikus of love between the two of them. Achi Yushneim Ki'ilu Heim Guf Echa, the ultimate goal is to make the two of them into one body. The Yishmar Kol Echad Meim Es Chaveru, each one is dedicated to protect his friend. Kishmiroso as atzmo, as he protects himself. His own self-interest now. His own dedication to his own protection is really expanded now. The scope includes his friend because we're all one goof. Lefichach, how do they symbolize this? Hayukorsim balchai lishneim. They split up this animal into two parts. Over in Beina Besorim Hahemli Os, and they symbolize by walking in through these two sides. Ki kumoshek shneim besorim hahem hayu guf echad mi balchai. When he was alive, they were two parts of one whole. For hayu ki chilek mehem margish b'tzar chavero. Just as two parts of a living creature, of an organism, each will feel for the suffering of the other part. It's one solidified, unified organism. Ad kasher haya magia cholio nezek chile echad haya chaveru margish b'cholio nezek ahu. So too, when two people enter into a bris with Ava, each part feels the suffering and the pain of the others. For hifrid ben shnei elu achalokim chakamoves. And the only thing that separates these two parts is the death. It means, as we say in English, till death do us part. The ultimate bris is that we will constantly, perpetually be dedicated to share one organism, to be one part and one entity. Until death do us part. To feel the suffering of another's, to be nose be'ol chavero. And this is what we said before in the Medrash Rabbah about Klal Yisrael, that they, in the name of the Tanur Be'elel, that they had one mitzvah, that they excelled in a Mitzrayim, that was worth, in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more than all the mitzvahs combined. And that is, Niskabtsu Kulam Be'aguda Achas, V'Karsu Bris, and they entered into a Bris, She'yasu Gemilus Chasodim Zem Zem, that Bris, which as the Sefer Yikarim describes it, is a fortification, is a personification of the dibuk ava between two that become part of guf echad, with an intense love and dedication one to the other. And perhaps that's the meaning of the snare that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to Moshe Rabbeinu at the snare. The snare represents the different parts that grow together. Velo ilan, says Rashi, not a tree. Mishum imo enochi b'tzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. The burning of the snare, the fire, is the fire of suffering, of endurance, of the slavery of HaKadosh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels imo enochi b'tzara, because he identifies with the suffering of Klal Yisrael. And this perhaps is the essence of the message of the Dvar Avraham in the Sefer Chelek HaDrush. It's a very rare Sefer to come by. I inherited it from my father, Zichron Levracha. He speaks about Ish Echad Mi Yisrael. I'll call Ish Echad Yisrael Tzrich Lahagish Ke'ever Mi Evrei Ha'uma Kol Yochid V'Yochid V'nei Ha'am Ba'ofen Shi Nechsheves Kitzara Shal Kol Echad V'Echad Shi Ishtatfu B'chol Leiv. That in their hard hearts they identify with the suffering of others. And he demonstrates this by quoting the Sugya Menachos Daf Lamed Zayin of someone whose wife gave birth to a yelid, to a baby with shnei rushim, with two heads. And the father was asking, how do we see these two babies who are sharing one guf? Do we view them as two separate chalokim? There was no get to Yerusha, to Bechorah, to other dinim. And they came in front of Shlomo Melech, Tosfos says, that this actually was a case that happened in front of the Chachma Mikol Adam. And Shlomo Melech, in order to determine whether they were two separate beings that shared one body or they were really one, he did a test, a litmus test, b'chachmaso, he had his wisdom, shafach roschim al rosh echad, he poured some hot boiling water on the head of one of them, u'machmas hatzar, tzaku shnei haroshim, both heads, both babies cried out in pain. They shared one pain structure. That was the neurological system that was one and the same. Omar Shlomo, Shlomo declared, Shmamina Toloda Achas, L'shnei Roshim Echad, V'nidon Ki Ish Echad. They have the status of one. And said Rav Shapiro, who, as the Rav of Kovna, went through so much suffering till he himself died from pain, when Klal Yisrael underwent what they did at the hands of the Yimach Shemam, says Rav Sender, Rav Avram Sender Shapiro, Bibchina Zu, in this kind of litmus test, Tibachen Achdus HaUma, we will test the unity and the Achdus of Klal Yisrael Eit Mitzo. If one part of Klal Yisrael is suffering in one particular community, in one location on the face of the earth, and the other, on the other location, feels the suffering, cries out with the bechia of Imo Anochi Betzara, of the bechia like Moshe Rabbeinu of Miyite Musi Aleichem, the bechia of someone who's willing to cry out to Hashem im kein mecheni no misifrecha, that mesirus nefesh that's reflected in the very name of Moshe Rabbeinu, ki min amayim v'shisiu, as we saw in the Sefarno, and in the great Baliya Musar, that makes us into the Achdus of worthy of a bris one Jew to the other, Gemilus Chasodim, a bris of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we'll learn the message of Parsha Shmos, the message of the paradigm of Moshe Rabbeinu, then Emir Tz Hashem will be Zohar, that Hashem will have Rachmanis on us, on all of Klal Yisrael, and it'll bring the Mashiach and the ultimate Geula, Bin Hair of Yamenu, Amen.